A section of students from several universities under their Students Against ECOP Uganda grouping on Wednesday petitioned the Speaker of Parliament, Anita Among, according to local media. The students in their petition asked the House to prioritize and discuss environmental issues being raised on the negative impact of the crude oil pipeline. Student leaders were escorted to deliver their petition to the Parliament after a brief scuffle with the police. This was the first time the students had been escorted to submit their petition to Parliament. Previous attempts have failed as police have been arresting them from outside the Parliament. In their petition, the students say the construction of the heated pipeline from Hoima to Tanga in Tanzania poses existential consequences to most of the region's natural resources, especially Lake Victoria, where a third of it passes forests and rivers. Deacons Kamugisha is the executive director of the Kampala-based African Institute for Energy Governance. He says other environmentalists have raised similar issues.
We are still organizing communities to ensure that they reject any attempts by investors of the ECOP to allow that pipeline to pass in the water catchment of Lake Victoria, to allow the oil activities in the Machon Falls National Park. So the communities are still resisting those attempts. We are still mobilizing financial institutions and the insurance companies not to fund the project. And indeed, many of the banks and insurance companies are still saying no. But of course, you still have to tell, and the government of Uganda still pushing. We've seen a number of decisions being made, but we still hope that our efforts are going to ensure that this project does not destroy our people and it does not destroy our critical biodiversity.
The petition by students comes about 6 months after the East African Court of Justice dismissed a case that had been filed by civil society organizations opposing the construction of the pipeline. Like the students' arguments, the activists in their 2020 lawsuit informed the East African Court that the project will harm fragile ecosystems in areas rich in biodiversity, as well as the livelihoods of tens of thousands of local people. The project is being constructed by four partners, including Total Energies, China National Offshore Oil Company, and the governments of Uganda and Tanzania. The Uganda government and oil companies have on several occasions denied harassing locals and claims that the project has environmental dangers. I'm Douglas Impuga in Washington.